You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. The Coalition Avenir Québec has started voting on its next leader as of Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. The race is between former Economy Minister Christine Fréchette and former Environment Minister Bernard Drainville. Both expressed interest in party leadership after Legault announced his resignation in January. Fréchette has focused her campaign on economic issues and plans to reopen debate around shale gas and hydraulic fracturing. Drainville, who is a former PQ member, is leaning towards more conservative ideals and plans to adopt a stricter immigration policy. The CAC consists of 20,500 members who can cast their vote and choose their new leader before the results are revealed on April 12th. Six people are currently facing 24 combined charges for being connected with a counterfeit currency sales ring within the Greater Toronto Area. According to Halton Regional Police, investigations began back in August 2025 when they were made aware of 2 public Instagram accounts promoting the sales of fake Canadian money. Investigators stated that the fake cash was connected to fraudulent activity throughout the GTA. They also stated that the suspects generated more than $60,000 in online sales prior to their arrests. Halton police are asking Toronto citizens to contact the HRPS Financial Crime Unit if they have additional information regarding these crimes. Well-known American stage and screen actress Dee Freeman passed away late last week after a battle with lung cancer. Born Dolores Freeman in Louisiana in 1959, she made her television debut in the hit TV show Coach. She later appeared in popular TV shows such as Young and the Restless, Seinfeld, and Sistas, but was best known for portraying Robina Champagne in the series titled Pretty. Freeman performed in over 80 stage productions and was the winner of an Indie Series Award and 2 Hermes Creative Awards. Dee Freeman is survived by her children Amber and Shane. She was 66 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
This is Cynthia House. Welcome everybody back to your Wednesday 9 p.m. show with your one and only host, me, Matt Fay. There's a Cynthia House, and of course, we're going to be jumping straight into some music, almost straight in before, just after some small talk. Yes. So, welcome back. It has been already 1 week since that fun little April Fool's show, and honestly it feels like it's been 2 weeks going. It's been a bit of funny times lately. I don't know, it's just every time that I come here it feels like something is either exactly the same or as if time has completely stopped here. So the latter is the case currently. This has absolutely nothing to do with the show right now. I am just talking about how things are going, and hopefully everyone tuning in after Evaporator or just tuning in to the show. You're having, hopefully, a great time. So, sit back, relax. We're in for a really nice program, personally, in my opinion. And we'll start things off with the well-known Impératrice L'Impératrice. That is the band we're starting with their song called Submarine, off of their quite famous album, Taco Tsubo. So, let's get started with that. You're listening to the one and only CGLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in a House. Let us get started with tonight's evening program.
Truth is a high.
You know, if there is an image that I would associate to the song, for some reason, it would be one of those summer evenings that you would have on a patio at in someone's yards, in your friend's yard, and you're having a nice time just talking and eating some food. Or maybe you're a younger version of yourself and you're going to someone's to your family's friend's place, and there you're eating and just feeling how nice everything feels on this sunny summer evening. That is the feeling that the song from L'Impératrice gives out. If you're just tuning in, the song's called L'Équilibriste. And that is not the song. It was called Submarine, sorry. And it is just the perfect, perfect thing to listen to for this, exactly. And speaking of another perfect, dreamy sort of thing, because, well, you know, we all love to dream here a bit. Next up, we have Houston by Big Gen Circles. And I can do a little bit of a segue, let's just say, to Artemis 2. Last week, I talked about how NASA launched Artemis 2 into space in orbit around the moon with a crew for the first time in almost over 50 years. And just recently, the astronauts did the circle, did the loop around the moon, and are slowly coming back, scheduled to be back around the 10th, which is already the day after tomorrow, which is unbelievable. But it's quite impressive that this is all happening at the same time. And just these important moments are overshadowed by the length of a journey, the important moments being the launch and the actual loop around the moon. Anyways, enough rambling. Let's get back to the music. So, as mentioned, up next, we have Houston by Big Gen Circles. Great song, personally, so hope you enjoy.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotorenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living, where they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air festival pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
CJLO. Radio Concordia.
I think that was absolutely phenomenal. Welcome back from the ad break and welcome back from listening to some absolutely phenomenal work of art. Personally, that was a song by the band Finely Tuned Elephant on their third album called No Goats, released just very recently, just over a week ago. And if you want to hear more of that, do listen to them. They're a Canadian band, and just by the sound of this, I was marveled, and I cannot wait to actually dedicate a bit of time to listen to more of this. But the song you just heard is called Gambling Man, and exactly, the artistry and the free balling, honestly, of the playing and the character of each instrument's part just fits so well together. And obviously they're a band, so they will fit together well, but in this case, so much better than some others that I've heard. No names here, but in any case, I just wanted to point out and just say how good this sounds and how much this is needed, honestly. I don't find this very often online, this kind of music, and it is just a very refreshing thing to hear. Continuing on with our little expedition as per usual today, I think you've noticed a bit of a trend. It's more on the relaxing side, not really any trends, but that's how we roll usually on this show. Only on CGLO 1690 AM, there's a Synth in a House. We'll continue now with a small two songs from a game soundtrack from the game called Easy Delivery Co. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you've seen it on the Steam page. In any case, it also carries the same type of atmosphere, and honestly, let's continue straight on to it with no further talking. Song is called Easily Delivered or Whatever, and further on we'll listen to Snow Drifting by So Haoying. Thank you. I'm a big sucker for these kinds of original soundtracks for games or films. I just don't know. They've got some sort of movement in them and just the atmosphere again. But obviously, music is even stronger in its effect when it is paired with the medium it is made for, if we're talking about compositionally wise. So if we're talking about a movie, obviously it's going to be much stronger while watching the movie itself. Though sometimes the soundtrack can be so strong that it, just listening to it, might evoke all the feelings you might ever need to remember that sensation that you felt when first listening and seeing the media associated to it. In any case, let's continue onwards. Let's spice things up actually a bit and add in a bit of jungle and drum and bass experimental. How about that? Yes, let's do that. So we'll have Tower Jam by Kruger up next, and it'll be a bit of a long track, but I think it'll be quite nice. So, as mentioned, Tower Jam by Kruger. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in the House.
would have played the kill song. Run it, kill it. Any time, very special time, sweet. Easy management, call the boss.
Well,
Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after the ads.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to CJL 1690 AM only. And this is the only show where, this is the only radio station where you can hear the live show. There's a synth in the house. Welcome back. So we just heard two rather nice songs, a bit contrasting, but a bit similar as well. The first one being Tower Jam by Kruger with an H at the end. And the second one that you heard just before the ads being Set Yourself Free by Ausfunkt, both Canadian bands, and both are an absolute gem in their own way. Continuing on, since we only got 10 minutes to round out the day and the show, we are going to continue with a bit of Muzak, Muzak-styled, at least, song that I found by Nathan. And it's called Arts and Entertainment, and I'll let you hear for yourself, but I feel like Muzak has a certain style. I mean, obviously, it is nostalgic, and it is what was playing in stores and what we call now elevator music. So it is a genre that I'm really interested in exploring. And I feel like this song here, although not necessarily exactly what music could be, it is still a very good example of it. And I think everyone could enjoy a listen to this.
We'll be right back.
can find similar songs and other works by Nathan on their new release, Nathan News Network on Bandcamp. Fairly new, at least March 1st, 2026, in my books. That is really new. And I really liked the take on the genre. Now, as mentioned, we're closing on the hour, and there is one little song piece, or just musical piece, period, that I wanted to play right before the end and right before closing. It is one of the soundtracks, again, I just love myself some soundtrack, but the sound, one of the soundtracks from the anime Orb on the Movements on the Earth, and it is composed by Kensuke Ushio, a phenomenal composer, and I've already played him on the show previously. But this specifically is the main theme of the show, called Thomazen. And if I had the time, I could honestly go on a roll, on a spree about how good this show is. If I'm not wrong, actually, it is still supposed to be on Netflix. And hopefully, if it's still there, you can give it a shot and enjoy it just as much as I did. It is, for those unfamiliar, it is a bit of a... It is a drama set in medieval Europe about heliocentrism, which is definitely not your usual plot of a show, to say the least. But you'll have to trust me on this, because believe me, it is one of the most peak cinema experiences that I've ever watched. Finished airing last year, and I still think about it. I still think about it. It is everything from philosophy to science to, well, good music, as we're just about to hear. So, anyways, without further ado, this is Thalmazine, a theme from Orb on the Movements on the Earth, composed by Kensuke Ushio. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the There's a Synth in the House. As always, I've been your host, Matt Fay, and that will be it for tonight. Tomorrow's going to be really warm and 15 degrees and nice and warm. We all love that. Sunny as well. So good times are finally upon us here in Montreal. But with that being said, I'll catch you next week, as per usual, Wednesdays from 10 to 11. Have yourself a great rest of your week and have a good night, and catch you soon. Sense out.